Welcome to Dane's Delight. I'm Yeti, your host and resident Great Dane, and today, we're hitting the open road together. Buckle up, folks, it's going to be a bumpy ride, mostly because I'm sitting in the back seat and can't resist the urge to stretch out my legs. Now, you might be thinking, Yeti, what does a Great Dane know about road trips? Well, let me tell you, I've logged more miles than a long-haul trucker, and I've the drool stains on the car windows to prove it. Now, before we dive into the juicy details of my latest adventure, let's take a moment to appreciate the sheer magnificence of my stature. As a Great Dane, I am not just any passenger, I am the passenger. I require ample space, a king-sized throne, if you will. But alas, my human insists on cramming me into the back of a tiny sedan. The audacity. First things first, let's talk about the most crucial part of any road trip. Claiming your territory in the vehicle. Now, my humans seem to think they get to decide where I sit. Ha! That's adorable. See, when you're my size, you don't sit in a car, you become one with the vehicle. The back seat? That's cute, humans. That's where my front paws go. My back half? Well, that's taking up the entire middle section, thank you very much. And my head? That belongs between the front seats so I can provide helpful navigation advice like, woof. Squirrel at 2 o'clock, and why aren't we stopping at every single rest stop for sniff investigations? So, picture this, my human is trying to pack the car with snacks, luggage, and, oh yes, my gigantic bed. I mean, who can travel without their 50-pound pillow, right? It's practically a must-have. But they're struggling to fit everything. And I'm just sitting there like, hey, if you need help, I could sit on that suitcase and it would all fit. Anyway, we finally get on the road, and I can't help but stick my head out the window to enjoy the breeze. Nothing like the feeling of wind flapping my ears like a set of oversized flags. I like to think I'm a majestic ship sailing through uncharted waters. Just me, the open road, and the occasional confused squirrel. Now, let's talk about the snacks. My human packed a whole cooler full of human food, how rude. I mean, wouldn't it be delightful if they also packed some gourmet kibble for their favorite Great Dane? But no, I have to stare longingly at their sandwiches while they munch away. You know what's worse? When they dare to share a crumb. I'm like, a crumb? Really? I've seen bigger snacks in my dreams. And let's not forget the bathroom breaks. Oh boy! My human seems to underestimate my majestic bladder. Every time we stop, it's a parade of me strutting around like the prince I am, while they fumble with the leash. Honestly, it's like they've never seen a dog before. No, human. This is not the time for you to be scrolling through your phone. Focus on the task at hand. But despite the minor inconveniences, the best part of a road trip is the sights. From the rolling hills to the endless fields, I can't help but feel like I'm on the set of a grand epic. I mean, who needs a movie when you have a Great Dane with a panoramic view? I even catch a glimpse of some other dogs from time to time. I give them the "I'm cooler than you look." You know, the one where I raise my head high and walk with an air of dignity. Oh, and how could I forget the humans who stop to take pictures of me? I'm practically a celebrity. Yeti, the Great Dane. I can hear the whispers. I'm thinking, yeah, I know I'm adorable. You can thank my parents for my good looks. After hours of driving, we finally reached our destination, a dog-friendly park. I leap out of the car like I'm breaking the sound barrier. Freedom at last. I race around, barking at everything that moves, and even some things that don't. I mean, you can never be too careful with that suspicious-looking tree over there. As the sun sets, my human finally sits down to relax. And what do? I plop right on their lap, taking my rightful place as the king of the road. They sigh, and I can hear them mutter something about great company. Well, of course. Who wouldn't want to snuggle with a majestic Great Dane after a long journey? And that, my friends, is a day in the life of Yeti on a road trip. Remember, whether you're cruising down the highway or just relaxing at home, always embrace your inner Great Dane. Be bold, be goofy, and most importantly, don't forget to enjoy the snacks. Thanks for joining me on this wild ride. Tune in next time for more delightful tales from your favorite Great Dane, Yeti. Until then, keep your tails wagging and your hearts full.